It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Trying to get this voice back that was left at Ironman Field Friday night. What a beautiful night it was at Ironman Field. Weather absolutely gorgeous. Mother Nature treating us to a beautiful fall weekend here in the heartland of America. And the Blue Demon has treated us to a beautiful outcome last night. 50-0, the final score over Davis County and Davis County Albia. A long rivalry. You know, the last 2 weeks, it's been a lot of fun being a kid that's grown up here in Albia all of his life. And seeing the rivalries remain, the Centerville and Davis County, those old South Central Conference rivalries, and it just you know, you get these small towns together that have been playing to football and sports together for so long. You know, you have your nights where you know, you get some rivalry or some maybe bitterness, but for the most part, these are programs that mimic each other. They have same issues in their communities, and it just has been a great time. And as a guy that played in that South Central Conference, just it's always an extra special night to play the teams that you grew up playing. And last night, Davis County was the next opponent on the calendar for the Blue Demons, and they went out and did what Blue Demons do, and that's take care of business. And the businesslike attitude of this football team, you know, it would be very easy to, well, maybe they did read the clippings from the Ottumwa Courier. Dan Stock and I talked about the last night, and there was one pundit who did pick the Davis County Mustangs to upset Albia last night. But for the most part, you know, for these young men, they roll in, and, you know, you can't avoid conversations on the street, and you can't avoid things being said about you, and those things are being said about this Blue Demon team are pretty special stuff. And so you can take the mantra that, oh, yeah, we're going to go out and just show up here because the papers say we're good, or the people say we're good. But this football team really, even when they have comfortable leads, they continue to play sound, fundamental, inspired football, and that's a tremendous sign of a tremendous football program, and it typically starts at the top, and it's no surprise that Coach Staton has his team playing so well here. Midway through the season, man, what a blink of an eye, and the season's rolling through, and better hang on. The ride gets over quickly, and I know these guys know that, and I know that's part of why they take every play and play it so seriously, because they know that the journey does come to an end at some point, and halfway through the season, number one ranking for the Blue Demons, and last night some history made on Ironman Field, and we're going to reshape and relive all those moments. And when we come back, we're going to look at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board on the Thunderbolt app and take a look at all the scores from around the area. When we come back, back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Alvia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, England, and many, many more.
G-strings, guitars, and more. I'm moving to a new location. Come to our grand opening this Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6, in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. 10% off everything in the store. New and used guitars and accessories, drum sets, saxophones, clarinets, trumpets, flutes, and violins. A large assortment of strings and picks. Don Martz, Elvis impersonator, will perform Saturday at 3 p.m. in the center court. We also buy and sell used equipment and repair. Come to our grand opening Friday and Saturday.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. High above the Abbey Square, looking down on a beautiful Saturday morning. Hawk Cyclones, and of course we got the Blue Demons getting the victory last night. And Dan, are you excited for the 11 o'clock kickoff? Cyclones taking on Kansas, your second win of the season.
You know, I have to be. You know, it's a struggle right now for this year. I'm not going to rose-colored glasses too much. It's got a win we got to get, or things are going to have to change pretty fast.
Well, Coach Beckwith comes in here, his first time in the studio, and he's surrounded in a Hawkeye loving facility here. Well. Oh, we got Coach Folkers. Folkers shows up late, and you know, comes riding in. He rides in on his Harley, and you can hear, you can just hear that Rawhide theme going in the background. He comes up here. He's a guy's glasses on. He's looking all tough, and you know, a guy that comes in the room looking like he did when he came in here, all motorcycled up and tough dude looking, and he comes in, and he's the conditioning coach, and the guys are giving him a hard time. We got a whole house of Blue Demons here tonight. You know, these are smart guys. They got to know this playbook. They got to do their assignments.
Yep.
They're really smart guys, but, man, I don't know if I'd pick on a guy that looked like Coach Folkers did when he walked in. And then to know that on Monday he might be able to unleash the Kraken.
Yeah, you got to be careful around him because he's always got that final word when you get that practice. And you want to make sure you don't upset him too much.
Speaking of the guy that always gets the final word, we got Coach Staten next to us. Coach, you know, last night we thought we would really entertain the world and we'd bring your son on here and we'd talk about Roland Story and South Tama, knowing that that might be a matchup. I think you were, you know, in this love relationship that is family sometimes, you were making sure you're going to get the last word. We found out who the king of the Staten household is.
Well, unfortunately, my son sometimes takes after his mother and likes to have the last word.
But, I know Miss Staten's listening. You are in trouble. That old bulldog.
Well, the bulldog is with me in the truck today, so we're both kind of kicked out of the house. But it's fun having my son's son playing quarterback, and we've had some really good conversations. And I got a text from him today that he was asking why he wasn't getting any Christmas presents after the comment I made. But Grandma takes care of that, and she'll make sure that the grandson is all taken care of.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, Coach, you know, Dan and I on the radio last night breaking down the quarterbacks in Coach Staten's era, and it just and knowing Jeff played for you, he's coached with you, and he's done scouting reports for you. You know, his son's been been in the Staten Albia Blue Demon football program, and he's seen and heard the things that quarterbacks are being taught in the system, but consistently, year in, year out, you have fundamentally sound quarterbacks who pay attention to the details, who carry out their fakes, who do their assignments, and are guys that are willing to go out and block for the backs on those sweeps. It's just been impressive as we go down that list, and you know, every year you think you graduate a kid, how are you gonna find a replacement of that quality, and that's yet you still continue to just you're just making you're just like machines, making them one at a time.
Well, there's kind of a dichotomy that takes place. I'll explain that to the defensive guys, what that means later. But there's kind of a dichotomy in that you love the kids that have put in 4 years and worked really hard, and they want to play, and you know, the game's well at hand, or they don't want to go sit down on the bench. They came to play, but there will be a next year. So you have to get the guys that are going to play next year out onto the field and get them some quality snaps against a varsity team. And you know, if you don't prepare for the future, you're preparing to fail. And while you're playing along on this year, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, now next year, who am I going to find to play this position? And you get that guy some experience on the field playing that spot. And you don't know how people are going to develop. I look at Trevor Blackwood and the way he developed his body and his mind for this season is really remarkable. And he really worked hard. A year ago, he really couldn't hardly run wind sprints. And now he leads the pack on wind sprints for the linemen, and worked really hard to pare his weight down and get stronger in the weight room. And so it's a building process. The players have to be willing to pay the price for success, because there is no coach around that can sprinkle some woofle dust on them and a magic wand wave where they say you're a football player. You don't win the Kentucky Derby with Shetland ponies, so they better do their work in the off season so that you have something to work with. But our kids in Albia have been willing to make that sacrifice and pay the price the champions have to pay.
Well, that torch that gets handed off every year, and it's the light that keeps lighting the program, Coach. You know, these seniors have done a great job of keeping that torch lit, and it's being carried on. And now you have everyone reaching out, wanting to get their candle lit up by that torch. You know, all these young kids, and that's the buy-in effect of a program. Not a great season, not a couple of great seasons, but a program. When you now have the underclassmen who will reach out to want to receive that leadership, and then the young kids who now. These young kids in our community, this is what they know. You know, they've been born in an era where they don't know about the past, and so they, you know, they see what's going on right now, and they want to be a part of that, and that's that light that continues to be lit here in Blue Demon Country.
Well, it's what are the expectations. It's like in your family. If you expect your children to excel in the classroom and expect them to be gentlemen in the classroom, that's what they'll be. If you tolerate slovenly behavior or not studying, that's what happens. And I was very pleased that when we put our backups in, our reserves, we expect them to go out and play hard, and our reserves did. I liked the play of our backup quarterback. He directed the team, had a couple of nice runs to direct the team down, and they're supposed to go in and score. We had a lot of points on the board, but their goal is to put the ball in the end zone. But when we had it down there, and it was late in the game, there's no doubt we could put the ball in the end zone and get another touchdown, but we elected to kneel down the ball in an act of sportsmanship, because those guys on the other side, you know, they've fought hard, but they were getting spanked pretty good, and they didn't need to be humiliated further. And not one player on our team complained or griped that we didn't score the touchdown. And that tells me that they're getting it. They understand what we're about. And we're not about winning. We're not about scoring touchdowns. We're about developing ourselves to our best ability, to play our best on the field. And, you know, you can be red car or blue car, and you can listen to people talk about you or read about yourself in the paper. And all that doesn't really matter. All that matters is, how do you show up at game time? What is your mental preparation? Can you go out and play your best, regardless of who the opponent is, regardless of whether it's home or away, or what anybody says about you in the newspaper, or who they pick to win? That doesn't matter. What matters is the 48 minutes of all-out football and no regrets. And when you do that, why, that's a good thing.
Dan, I think what Coach just said there is epitomized in Carter Isley. You know, here's a kid, and I've said this over and over again on Saturday mornings and talking about him on the air on Friday nights, but during football camp, here's a kid that came in the Class 2A rushing leader. You know, he just won state at wrestling, and we get to camp, and his attention to the details and his repetition. There wasn't a slacking. There was no walk of arrogance. He was just doing his job and listening to the coaches. And, you know, here he finds himself the sixth week in. He's 133 yards short of breaking the all-time rushing record. And I don't think he knows it.
Yeah, I quite honestly, when we did our pregame interviews, I mentioned that to him. You know, he's close. He kind of looks stunned, and he's like, well, we're not going to talk about that in the interviews because I don't, you know, I'm not even sure where that's at. Don't care about that. You know, if I've got it, it's just because I've got a great offensive line and they're doing their job. And we didn't even discuss that on the interview because he just didn't want to go into detail on that at all. He's just about the team going and doing their things and getting better each and every play and each and every week.
Here he has, you know, all these college scouts in coach, and he has, you know, the media and Michael Admire at TV 13 down, and you know, yet a very humble young man, and I think all he really cares about is truly having fun with his buddies and doing his best.
Well, that's the attitude. It's a team. I mean, there's no I in team, and the offensive line. If he thinks he's everything, all they have to do on one play is say, don't block this play, and we'll see how it goes. And Carter understands his role, and he is naturally a very humble person, hard-driven, motivated, and a great leader. He doesn't talk very much verbally, but he speaks volumes with his actions and his play. And he's the kind of kid that every dad hopes that his daughter will bring home to introduce one day. And, you know, I don't think our team would let anybody get too big-headed. And I want to apologize to your son because we coaches do a lot of adjusting and we make a lot of decisions about personnel and who's going to play where and how we're going to fix this problem. And Coach Dykes and I were late getting out there. And, in fact, they kicked the ball off while your son was trying to interview me, and it was a great kickoff, and I got all excited about that, and I didn't really even talk to him. But we had to hustle our feet to get back on the sidelines. We were almost in the kickoff. Duffy doesn't move quite as fast as he used to. I still can get around pretty good, but it slowed me down trying to drag him out there.
Have I introduced you to this red car, blue car philosophy yet, Coach? we'll talk to Duffy about that. Well, here, Dan, is a play we believe that Carter may have broke that all-time rushing record on. Went for 234 yards last night and continues to lead Class 2A in all scoring with 19 touchdowns. If Dan, you're our statistician. You got this stuff memorized, but I think he has 19 TDs on the season, and this makes number 18, I believe, right here.
Second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line. Power eye formation. Isley again over the left side, trying to get to the corner. Inside the five. Touchdown, Albia. Took it to the outside, planted his foot, cut it back up, and separated the two white jerseys that were standing at the 3-yard line. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Carter Isley, Dan, he's so physical, he'll run over you, but he shows right there, buddy. Him and Blake Bear deserve to be on the dance.
Showed off his dance moves there at the end zone, Dan. Pretty impressive running all night by Carter Isley. And to put that in perspective, to break the record that Kyle Overmeyer had broken, that was a 50-plus-year-old record.
We thought it'd be a while before we'd see that passed. And, you know, because Kyle had done it in, of course, about 2.5 years, you know, and Carter in 1.5 years. And so And the other thing to follow up with that is Coach was talking too, you know, the offensive linemen, every time we talked to them about that, they take so much pride in being able to make those holes big as they can, let Carter get a full head of steam. I mean, they celebrate, you know, his achievements because they know that they have a big hand, and Carter celebrates them for doing such a great job because he knows if they just take one play off, it's going to hurt them a little bit because they're going to be, you know, the defense will be on top of them before he's able to get a head of steam going.
Well, Coach, I know you I'm just going to say it. Dan and I were talking about this last night. This may be the best offensive line we've seen in all of our years of broadcasting, and I'm putting that on both sides of the football. I mean, in terms of the way the offensive line has been playing, this defensive line, just magnificent. And the result is you're going to have rushers who are able to get great yardage. But when you can give Carter Isley 7 yards to run before he gets touched, and then you have defensive backs and safeties having to come up and make that stop, you're gonna rack up some yards. Not taking one thing away from Carter because he will earn everything. But this offensive line is outstanding, and we believe it's one, if not the best offensive line to grace the blue jerseys.
Well, the best is yet to come. We're not as good as we can be, and we're going to keep working to improve. But I challenged our offensive line because Davis County was quick off the ball, and that Kincart kid is a really fine football player, and he was a great challenge for us. They kept moving him over to where they thought we were going to run, and he 270 pounds, I think he weighs, and he's quick for a big guy. And All-state last year, and probably going to do it again this year, and all-district for certain. But our kids have met the challenge, and then they flip over on offense, and now our D-line's got to deal with a big guy like that. So we just did what we're supposed to do. We went out and played our best and do the best job we can, be alert, know when you come off the field where they're playing and how they're adjusting to what we do. And when you have smart players and they have some football sense about them, good things can happen. You know, when you have to draw pictures for them, and this is a defensive guy, and here's where he is, that's not good. But when they come out and they're telling you that here's where he's playing, and this is what he's doing, and this is on first down, we think he does this, and that really helps us. But we got smart linemen, we got aggressive linemen on both sides of the ball, and one of the interesting things is that last year's leading rusher in the state doesn't have as many yards, and that's because our defense is playing so great. And when we get the ball, it's always just a little short field to go to score a touchdown. So that's a good thing. And the wonderful thing is that Carter is not about statistics, and really we're not either. And I did not know that he was close to that record. It's nice, but you know, records are made to be broken. And after he leaves us, we'll get some other young man and start saying, okay, here's the standard, let's go out and be our best, and if that gives you the record, fine. But when you start worrying about statistics, you're not thinking about your assignment and your alignment, and we don't want to get into that kind of position.
Dan, talking about this offensive line, you know, when you looked at Davis County last night, you saw really big guys, and they were going both ways. And I remember, you know, not too long ago, when we went to two platoon football, you know, there were some naysayers, and you know, we've done that in the youth program for a while, and you know, there was naysayers, yep. And yet you see last night when you give those big bodies rest, and as Coach talking about, and you start to develop depth because you've got kids that are able to play football. And, oh, by the way, the reason you go out for football is to play football, and so you have more kids playing football. You start to wear down those other teams, and then when you bring you know, your reserves in your second team, and we had a couple of injuries last night, but Brian Rasky comes in and Jacob West, and you didn't see a drop off. I mean, and I credit that to two platoon football, because you're getting so many guys reps in practice, and so I think the two platoon football is proving itself.
Well, absolutely, and what we've seen too, you know, when you've got 20 seniors graduating on a 2A program, is an incredible number, at least for us in recent years. But they want to be there, and you talk about Jacob West, you know, he got a lot of snaps last year. You know, he was in there, started a number of games, played a lot, and so he's, you know, and he's very versatile. Brian Raska, we've seen him develop all season long, and so you just knew that they could step in. So it's not only the two platoon, but the depth, and then you go to the defensive side. You know, we got guys popping in and out over there on the defensive side, and sometimes I always try to make sure we get the mention when the reserves get in, and sometimes we miss them because there's no drop-off, and so you don't notice it, and you try to make sure you give everyone credit for the things they're doing, and that just speaks to keeping the kids interested, giving them an opportunity, and letting them shine.
And Coach, I think, you know, the two platoon football, the big win is in practice. You're getting a lot of guys reps in practice. The way you have your practice, the way you detail, you spend time with the positions to build that depth. And again, more kids get to play, the more kids that want to play.
Well, and it goes beyond that. They have to spend time in the weight room getting stronger. You can want to play really bad, and you can be fresh, but if you're not strong and have put in the time developing your skills in the off season and gotten yourself out for other sports, it won't matter that much. And above all else, you have to buy in. You have to believe in the system, and our kids do believe. There was a guy, the great Cardini, who was going to walk across Niagara Falls pushing a wheelbarrow on a tightrope. And he got up on the high wire and he said to the people, you believe that I can do this? Oh, yes, Cardini, we believe you can do this. So you believe I can this wheelbarrow, cross this tire. Yes, oh, yes, we do. We love you. He said, okay, well, get in the wheelbarrow. And, of course, people didn't want to get in the wheelbarrow. So, you know, you can't stick your toe in the water and say, this feels good. I think I'll jump in. You just got to jump in, get all wet, immerse yourself in it, buy in, and good things happen. And I think there's a carryover from football to other sports, and vice versa. Other sports contribute to this. You don't think that playing basketball helps receivers, or you don't think Carter Isley throwing guys around on the mat helps him when he's trying to carry the football and move people out of the way. So the whole athletic program should support each other, and we need to believe there's a better way to do things. I was impressed with Davis County. They were getting beat pretty bad, but there weren't a lot of cheap shots. They were very sportsmanlike, and when we shook hands, they actually grabbed your hand and looked you in the eye and didn't just give you that little walk-by slap of the hand thing. So I don't feel sorry for Davis County. They've got a new coach. I like him. He'll get it going over there, and with the big kids they always have, they'll be just fine. But right now they're laying a foundation, which is what we had to do on year one, and then you grow from there, and the program needs to grow. This can't be the top of the rung. We have got things we got to do to improve ourselves. And when we go out on Friday night, it's us against us, regardless of who's across the field. They won't get slower or slow down or get littler because they're playing us. They're going to be what they are, and we got to be what we are. And they come here to beat us, and we go to be us. And that's all we can do, and give our best shot play after play. And at the end, normally you'll like the results.
Well, let's talk a little about CMB, Coach, real quick. Tell us what you know, and talk about, you know, this is a next game on the schedule, but truly is, you know, a big one.
It is the most important game on our schedule because it is the next one. And they were picked by the Des Moines Register to be the district champions, and they have a very good coaching staff, and their players, they know where their weight room is. They had some suspensions that caused them to lose three players from their offensive and defensive schemes, and that hurts a team when they do those kind of things. But they're back, and they're healthy now, and I like that. I want them to be at their best. And we want to be at our best, and we want our guys to heal up and hope they're healthy over there. And it'll be a great football game. They can run the ball. They throw the ball. They gave us quite a battle on our home field last year, and it came down to one play, really, at the end when we made a great play, and we didn't finish on that game. So we'd like to play them again and maybe have a different ending on the game.
Head coach Jerry Staten, head coach of the Albion Blue Team, is going to take a quick timeout. Come back, Coach Beckwith, Coach Folkerts. And boy, do we have a lineup of players here in the house. We're going to make a Blue Demon sandwich out of Dan Stocker here in a few minutes. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Diane Green with Gardner Collier Jewelry. During our double discount sale, you'll find traditional to vintage styled wedding sets, dainty to dazzling diamonds, and right now they are double discounted, 20% off with an additional 10% savings. There is no better way to say I love you than a diamond from Gardner Collier Jewelry. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall Oskaloosa.
It's the annual frame sale at Ottumwa Eye Care. Get 50% off all frames this Thursday, October 8th from 8 till 5. Not just any frames. Ottumwa Eye Care has invited frame reps in for a trunk show. From basic to very unique. Isn't it time to upgrade your face? With a new frame, that is, during Ottumwa Eye Care's fall trunk show, where you'll get 50% off frames. Ottumwa Eye Care, 816 Albia Road. KIIC will be broadcasting live. Don't miss this great event this Thursday, October 8th from 8 till 5.
Now that school is back in session, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and become a Your Voice member. This is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. Get smart with your money and have a say in your financial future. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
Play here, the bootleg to the left side. Bear has a first down on his way inside the 30. Reach back, 20. Shifting us, Dan Stocker. Blake got the ball to the corner, put it on his hip. The deception, and everybody's eyes are on Carter Isley. He gets to the corner, and then cuts.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
50-0 Albion last night. That offense putting up some points, but Dan, how about that stingy defense? And the line coach and the linebacker coaches are over here. They're about ready to go at it, Dan. And, you know, 25 was the goal for the defensive lineman. They only got 18 tackles last night. And the linebackers, you know, they're you know, everybody, and we say this jokingly, but it really is the mantra of this football team. They all want to get theirs.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get theirs selfishly, but they love being a part of creating some Blue Demon sandwiches. And at times last night, you forgot there was white jerseys. There were so many blue jerseys on the football.
Well, it is, and we talk about it all the time. It's just blood in the water, and they're just a bunch of sharks. I mean, they just, everybody's wanting to get theirs, and they really, all the players, any position, they step up at an amazing pace. And really impressive last night. I know we got the D-line here this morning, but you know, a lot of times they got 10 guys in the box on Davis County's side, you know, so that's a lot of bodies coming at you, but not just the offensive linemen, but coming at you. And yet, you know, they get 18 tackles. That means they're stopping plays at the line of scrimmage. They're winning the battle up there when they've got 10 guys trying to push them the other way, you know, 9 guys. Yeah, with the
line of scrimmage last night was 2 yards into the Davis County backfield.
Yeah.
And that was right from the get-go. And Coach Beckwith, you know, the disappointing part about that for a linebacker coach is that when your defensive line is 2 yards starting in the offensive backfield, your linebackers don't get as many clean looks at making tackles.
Well, you know, credit goes to Coach O. I mean, he's the guy's a machine.
Yes,
is. He watches film. I mean, Saturday we're watching college football. Sunday we're watching professional football. I mean, this guy watches, you know, 10 to 15 hours on a weekend of our next opponent. And he gives our guy a good look at what we're looking at. And, you know, we're all on the same team. If the linemen get it, they get it. The linebackers get it. Well, I mean, we're all one team here, you know. And it's, we'd like to have more. You know, we have Lawless, and they're hollering, you know, hold them up. You know, they want more and more. But, you know,
yeah,
these young men on the defensive line, they've got a heart of gold. And they share when they can. If they don't, you know, they enjoy it.
Yeah, and you've got to be really pleased with this group of linebackers that you've got to work with, not just the starters, but the guys. You got guys rotating in and out during the course of the game, and they all just represent. They flow to the ball really well. Their speed is amazing. They hit hard. I mean, just everything you want in a linebacker group, and it's not just one or two. You've got, you know, 6 or 7 of them that you're at your disposal all night long. It's got to be fun for you to work with those guys.
It can be a challenge sometimes. I mean, we've got some really good talent at linebackers. Mm-hmm. And that's a credit to coaching. I mean, from the get-go. Coach O is, like I said, I mean, he's a machine. I mean, if he doesn't like what he sees, we change it. And same with Coach Folkerts. I mean, our whole defensive is a really good, solid defense.
Well, you can coach up maybe. You can coach up the physicality in terms of the intensity they play at. You can do your best at coaching that. But there has to be something that's on the inside to get that. What's impressive from a coaching standpoint is the angles of attack. You know, Dan, when we look at that and we talk about these Blue Demon sandwiches, it's because they're making appropriate angles to their attack. And it's impressive, you know, the physicality is impressive, but also the astuteness of their technique of their game.
Oh, it is, and again, it's that pace and stuff. And we're showing, you know, blitzes and stunts and different things going on. And you saw it last night where that pressure, Coach, you know, the snaps were coming a little high and sloppy, and that's a result of the pressure you guys are putting up front, where the quarterback or the spin back, whoever's going to get that, is really thinking, the center's really thinking about who do I got to hit after I snap this, and he's not concentrating on his action. So that's a credit, not just the line, but also your back is just showing that pressure. And that's, for me, it's fun to watch. I don't know if you get a relish in that during the game or not, but it's really fun to see them moving and juking and jiving pre-snap as well as post.
Yeah, it can be exciting sometimes, but then it is frustrating. I mean, we give up 4 first downs last night, and that was really 4 too many for us. And we'll work on that this week, but it's all in the program too. I mean, like to say, you know, good job to the freshman and sophomore for their game last night. Yep. Put another goose egg on there, and that's, you know, Coach Staten, we're working the program from the 8th grade all the way up. So, you know, we got some young linebackers coming up, you know, Ingram and McEnich and mm-hmm. some of the other guys. There's just too many to name right now, but they're starting to buy in, you know. Yeah. And the guys that are upperclassmen they're finally starting to buy in, and you can tell it on the sidelines. We had a guest on the sidelines last night. It was a drill sergeant. He's become a part of the team. He's one of our brothers, and he was excited to watch us go to battle. And the younger guys that hyped them up too. So I mean, there was nothing negative at all last night. Mm-hmm. Everybody was high fiving. Everybody was keeping everybody up, even though the score was, you know, a little unbalanced. But there was nothing negative at all last night. Everybody had really good spirits.
Open field tackling on this football team is outstanding. You know, tackling in space is outstanding, and that has to come from the repetition that you guys work in practice. But you really work on angles and clean open field tackling.
Yeah, you know, everybody says we have a lot of speed, which, you know, when you have the track, you know, state champs on back there, they can run, but there's a difference between just straight out speed and football speed. Guy might not be just as fast as he can just straight out, but if he's got the right angle, he's got good football knowledge, he's got a good football speed, good awareness, and we rep that a lot in practice, and give these guys as much look as we can, and it pays off. So,
well, Coach, it's great having you on the Coach's Corner, and it's fun having you on the sidelines. Love getting to know you. I don't know. Did you bring some jambalaya back with you? You brought this this Cajun accent.
Well, you know, I'm kind of torn. You know, LSU's kind of my team. You know, and
he's wearing he's all messed up. He's got Iowa State stuff on. You know,
on him.
Everybody on and my wife's side of the family is an Iowa fan, and you know, I had to pick my battles, so I figured,
yeah,
you know,
picked the battles, which they, you did.
They don't like LSU, so I figured, you know, I'll just go with Iowa State.
Out of way, Coach.
That was a 2001. You know, I just want to remind you, do you remember a Capitol Bowl game?
I know, and it was ugly, but
I got
we played again.
In my
we played again, and it was a different it was a different outcome.
Yeah, we
but
forgot about that one.
You know, the SEC is
let's just give that headset over here to Coach Folkerts. Coach Beck, with a great job out of you and a great job out of those linebackers. Okay, here he comes in. Here he comes in. You know, he's not driving a red car or a blue car. He comes in driving a black Harley. This he's all dudeed up. And Coach, I got to ask you.
It's blue, Jason.
Yeah, so it's not blue car, but it's blue Harley. He's in the right color.
All right, well, you come all in darked up.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything?
No.
usually Stocker and I talk so loud that you don't need a headset. Coach.
Well, you don't stop talking.
That's a good point. you bring this defensive line.
Not if you just
in.
Say something.
Oh!
My goodness.
That's an Iowa fan for you, though.
Go
He's here all night.
I don't have to run on Bundy.
What'd you say about LSU?
Well, let's talk about these guys that you brought in here this morning, because
LSU, ISU. Do you see the similarities there? Yep. That's why he came to the good side.
Yeah, the good side.
And he's a defensive coach.
Well, we've got I think the guys in this room here are wanting to take something away from you, Coach. I'm certain of it.
They do every night, one hair at a time.
Yeah, there was no hair to begin with, buddy. That is clean.
That's true. That was years before.
Well, you know, you still hold the QB sack record, and I think these guys want to take it away from you. And you got some guys up front who are when your defensive line is playing 2 yards in the offensive backfield. And Jimmy alluded to this, Dan, last night. It looked like a track team up front, getting out of the gate because they were lightning fast out of the block.
We've been beating on them pretty hard for the last 2 weeks about getting in the proper stance and getting off the ball like we want them and using their hands and, you know, learning how to get narrow and you know, it's starting to pay off. And they see the results of it, you know, and we're starting to get to where they understand it. And you know, we're over here giving Josiah a bad time. You know, he got hit pretty hard last night or dumped on his head and come back out and hey, you learn your lesson. You know, you get hurt a little bit, and you don't want to do that again. You know, and we practice that every day in practice. You know, we got, you know, I look down the line here on tackles. You know, and it's 8, 7, 7, 5, 5, 5, 5, 3, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2. You know, it's not that we got any huge standouts on defense, but everybody is solid across the line. You know, and I like to see that our defensive line has more. You know, I'd like to see more tackles out of the defensive line, but hey. Linebackers got to have some too, or they won't want to play anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Good point, Coach. But you know, we're talking about good stance. A good stance is a good start.
Yes.
But when the defensive line over and over again, I see this out of defensive linemen. They want to win that race up front. You got to win that first step. The first step is the race, and that there's about 6 inches to the football on each side of the field, and who gets across that 6 inches is going to win the race most of the time. But you can't win that race and have your head down and run by the guy at the ball. You have to take the appropriate angles, lower the hips, and be able to make the attack on the tackle so the ball doesn't go by. And your guys really are doing a good job, just the same as the linebackers, of taking the right angles and keeping their head up as they get across the line of scrimmage.
Yep, and that's another, you know, something else that we've talked about. You know, what makes us a defensive lineman and not a linebacker is we got to start out in a 3-point stance. Once we're going forward, we are now another linebacker. You know, so we got to play like linebackers. We got to read like linebackers, and that's another thing that we've talked about all season long. It's seeing what's in front of you and being able to read what's coming. You know, because that next blocker coming, you got to see him and you got to understand what his angle is so that you can beat the angle on it. And you know, we've had a lot of fun. I've got a good group of guys, and they keep me honest, and I try to keep them honest on what we're doing. And they're very vocal when they come to the sidelines and communicate what's going on. They'll pick up the offensive line stunts on what they do, and then that helps us make the adjustments. Defensively, and you know, Coach O is really, really good at putting together a defensive scheme for the week, and he's a warrior when it comes to putting a game plan together. I mean, it's fun to work with him.
You know, talk about, you know, go inside here on your defensive line, you know, for your tackles and the starters, Trevor Blackford and Chase Little. They just do a great job, and oftentimes they're getting double teamed. They don't know necessarily where that double team is going to come from, so they've got to be prepared in an instant. And yet they stay low. We see them both just penetrating in there, as well as the other guys that come in. But talk about how their effort and how that really helps sets up when you start in that middle so solid. Both of them equally, they kind of need to be in step with each other, putting that pressure together, and they do a great job for you, as well as the other guys. But talk about that.
When they come off the field and say they're both being triple teamed, I got to question it. You know, but no, they do a great job. They're quick off the ball. They're the more we play, the better they get. And you know, that's something that, you know, Coach Dayton does a good job too. It's we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. You know, let's work on the little things. Last night, my focus was, let's get better with our technique. Let's get better with the little things. The little things is what's going to win the game. The other thing that I like to make sure that I tell them is win each down. You know, we got to get better each down and not worry about the game. You know, the game will come at the end. It's, we got to win each down. And if you don't win that down, you got beat, you know. And let's figure out what we got to do to be our best to do that the next time. And they respond very well. And, you know, when you got guys like Blackford and Chase in the middle, it makes it a lot easier for our ends, you know. They have a lot more fun when the four inside guys are worried about our two inside guys, right. And then our ends get a little bit more free space to go play. And
they got great speed at your ends. I mean, that's just fun to see. Brendan Bassett sometimes will be across the field in the backfield making tackles. I mean, he's right. coming 7-10 yards across the field and still in the backfield. That's got to be fun to
watch. It's fun to watch. And now that he's got it pulled back a little bit to where he's hopefully not 7 to 10 yards in the backfield, he's only about 3 or 4.
no, but I mean across the field going 7
no, no,
to
no,
yards.
No, I know what you're saying. That's what's hard for defensive end is, hey, I got all this room. Let's go. You know, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you got to stay inside and you got to cut it. If you miss the tackle, you got to push it back inside. And that's what makes it nice because they're very coachable. And you know, Josiah had, some injuries earlier in the year that's haunted him all summer long. And he's finally getting back to where he was at. And you know, he's back in contributing a great deal.
And
as
Ben
well.
Mason has done a great job in his stead. And then as a reserve if needed, he really has come along.
Lane Kallenberg has done a great job this year too. You know, last night was the first night that I didn't switch guys around in the first half. And you know, it's I got to see what we got. But yet they get some playing time too. All the way up until this game, we've run 6 guys consistently. And we played up to 12 guys on the line. And you know, so we had 8 guys in the game last night at defensive line, and you know, it's that time of year where you start putting your best teams together.
You know, one thing about having that much depth, coach, and you talk about matchups in baseball, batter on pitcher, but also in technique, and certain guys have certain techniques that work better against other linemen, you know, and so you know, having guys and all of us have different nights, you know, and so having that many guys you can go to, not only for the wear and tear of the body in a football game, but also you know matchups.
Yeah, and that's what makes it nice too. Is especially if you know, mental matchups is bigger than physical matchups, and when you get to that point, you know, and you as a coach you can see it as much as the player doesn't want to admit to it. You know, you're getting physically whipped, and it's time to put somebody else in, you know, and let them try to change that a little bit in the inside or at an end either way. And you know, you do see it a lot, and it's keeping the guys with you to understand what their role is, you know, and that's where Trevor was at last year. He was a guy that we'd switch in and out, and this year he's really picked up the pace, and he hardly ever comes out of the game until we're fourth quarter, you know. I'm the same way with Brendan, and so that makes it fun. And you know, like I say, these guys can make any coach look good, and you know, it's fun to coach them. They're a great group.
You know, you talk about the conditioning working, and Trevor Blackford. You know, we had one specific play last night, and I know there was many of them, but a tackle was made. Unfortunately, they were gaining some yards on a play, and they were about 5 yards downfield, and we saw a player with a second number 6 track him down and catch the running back and tackle him. And so we immediately said, oh, Carter Isley, middle linebacker, got that tackle. And then he comes up, oh, no, wait, that's Trevor. Coming from that defensive tackle, had the surge, you know, 2-3 yards upfield, reverse course, comes in, you know, goes 7 yards and still gets that tailback. That's like the kind of conditioning and the attitude you've got. And that's amazing to have that at a D tackle that can go that kind of speed. We thought it was the linebacker.
Yeah. And you know, and that's what's fun about our defense is they're not selfish by any means. And, you know, you get up and they come back to the huddle and they all celebrate together. And, you know, it's fun watching our defense because you don't know who's going to get that big hit in the open field. And when I mean open field, in the backfield, you know, Brendan had one last night. The kid went to lower his shoulder and Brendan took him out at the knees and whoo, dumped him upside down, you know, and linebackers, D-line, D-backs, you know, Blake Bear, what do you hit? 2 tackles last night. You know, I'm sorry, Blake, but I guess we are a little selfish from the linebackers forward. But, you know, it also saves him as a quarterback, too. He just gets to sit back and watch the big hits being done. And you know, it makes it fun, you know. And my hat's off to the D-line because they put up with a lot of crap from me and in the conditioning side. And
a lot of head shaking, you know, coach. That's all I'm saying.
My D line, they haven't seen the second and third tree very often this year. You know, because they have been good, and they came in shape and ready to go. And you know, last year it was always when we started our drills, it was always the first tree in back or the fourth tree in back, and our D line was always in the best shape. You know, that's. You got to be in good shape so that you're mentally strong at the end of the game.
We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and talk to some of these defensive linemen who were so dominating last night on the football field. And we'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
It's the annual frame sale at Ottumwa Eye Care. Get 50% off all frames this Thursday, October 8th from 8 till 5. Not just any frames. Ottumwa Eye Care has invited frame reps in for a trunk show. From basic to very unique, isn't it time to upgrade your face? With a new frame, that is, during Ottumwa Eye Care's fall trunk show, where you'll get 50% off frames. Ottumwa Eye Care, 816 Albia Road. KIIC will be broadcasting live. Don't miss this great event this Thursday, October 8th from 8 till 5.
You're invited to casino night at the Albia Eagles this Saturday, October 3rd. They are doing a charity casino night for Wildwood Hills Ranch. They'll have blackjack tables, Texas Hold'em, dice games, the big wheel, and a few surprises. And then use your winnings to bid on fabulous prizes in their live auction that'll be held at 9:30 p.m. Dinner begins at 5. The tables open at 5:30. Plus, they have drink specials. Let the good times roll and enjoy casino night at the Albia Eagles on Saturday.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Moving right along on this Saturday morning. Hawks Cyclones today at 11 o'clock. Of course, Cyclones right here, and it's coming up the pregame show just moments away. But right now we're talking to this tough-minded Albia Blue Demon defensive front, and Brendan Bassett sitting across from me. Brendan, the Blue Streak. You've been branded the Blue Streak by your family from Ankeny. Every Friday night they check in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, and after calling your name so much last night, they said he looks like a blue streak out there, and that's the way he looked out there last night. You were all over the football field, buddy.
Well, we have to pursue to the football. That's what we've been taught by the defensive line coach. Pursue with passion, and all of us do it, as you see on the defense. You saw me miss a tackle back there, but thankfully everybody was there to pursue the football and made up for my little hiccup and didn't make it look like it was that big of a mistake. But I know I got to work better on making those plays, and I know that I'll always have these guys have my back on making those plays.
Brendan, yeah, we're gonna talk about the defense. I'm going to have you got a great group here, and we only got a few minutes, but I have to go to what I thought was the most impressive thing of the night, and it had nothing to do with what was going on the football field, but in the helmet. We snuck the wireless mic in before you guys took and came out of the helmet, and our listeners didn't get to hear all of it, but we're going to record that and share it with the audience some Friday night. But what goes on in that helmet? It seems like it was a really magical moment of bonding.
Well, what goes on in the helmet is it's just us getting focused for the game, getting ready, getting pumped up, because we need to come out there and we need to play four quarters of Blue Demon football. And being in that helmet, it just gives you some energy, it gets you some focus, and it makes you want to go out there and play your best. And that's what we did last night, and we played a good game of football.
Well, who does? Let's get Trevor on here real quick. Trevor, whose voice was we hearing? And what was it that you guys? It was like a song or certainly a chant that was rhythmic anyway.
Oh, it was Gannon Osen. He was doing the Steamroller song last year. Coach Tatum showed us a video of this team that was just singing the song in the locker room before a game. So last year our vocal leader was Justin Bossard. So last year he'd always do it before games. Now Gannon Osen has taken over that tradition.
Well, we started hearing that coming out of a commercial break, and quite honestly, we couldn't find our sideline guys. Did not know where that was coming from. We're looking at the student section because they're always great to cheer, and Jason and I are looking like, where is that coming from, and who is that? We just ended the group, and then we finally figured out that guy snuck in there with that mic, and that was, I mean,
we left it on when we came back from the time. Well, we didn't say anything. We just left it on to let the listening audience hear it because it was inspiring to us. Dan and I both were ready to go down and take the field.
We're headbutting. We're ready to roll.
If I could get Dan off that Albia Brewing Company pizza, we would have been down there. But, you guys had a feast on the football field last night. Trevor, I think the biggest compliment we could give you is that your 7-6 looked like 3-6 a lot last night. And when you've worked in the offseason, we've said this a couple of times over the year, but the offseason work has really paid off for you and this team.
Thanks very much, Jason. Like, all of our offseason work has worked amazing on the field. Like Brendan, he was in the weight room a lot. So was Chase. He was in there a lot over the summer, and it's starting to pay off.
Chase, you did not play little last night at all. Mr. Little here was playing big, and buddy, you're getting a lot of reps last night, and you had some really big plays for this Blue Demon defense.
Yeah, pretty much. I was just doing what I was taught to do, and a lot of the stuff that happened with the defensive line stunts that we would call, a lot of those actually set me up to just be in the right spot at the right time, and that's just what kind of helps.
You know, we talk about that off-season work you do and the weightlifting and the conditioning and everything. Can you sense that? I mean, how much stronger you are and how better you're able to perform as the year goes on, and especially as the game goes on? Can you feel that energy that's been created from all the hard work you did in the off-season?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Like, I remember at the beginning of the season, the OTU game, I was about gassed out, tired, and then Coach Folker puts us through the conditioning, and that just, I don't know, I can really feel it working and stuff, and I can just really sense it.
You really see your play. I mean, as the season's gone along, we can see that up there. I mean, your penetration, getting in there off the snap quicker, you're into the backfield, and, you know, getting by your man, whether you need to stay low, rip through, swim over, whatever, you can see your technique, given the circumstance, really paying off. So it's a lot of fun seeing this whole group just perform and get better. I know you guys got higher goals, and hopefully you can keep working and getting better each and every week.
Chase, not so little last night on the football field, and the guy sitting next to you, he always plays big, and that's Josiah Harris. And Josiah, you know, the best part of last night for me, for you, was seeing you out there looking like you were healthy.
Yeah, it was great to get back and starting again, and my back was – I ended up getting hurt during the game. I got laid on, and it kind of started bothering me in the second half of my back again, but it felt great to get back and playing again, so.
Well, one of my best listeners and one of my favorite people is Grandma Ansley, and I know she was listening last night, buddy, and getting to call your name, I'm sure there was a lot of smiles on her face last night.
Yeah, she loves listening, and she's always updating everybody on Facebook what the score is and everything. She loves listening.
You know, one of my favorite stories about you this year is just before that first game, you know, I was there, and I was recording the starting lineups, and we were talking for a little bit, and to see the true happiness you had and support for Ben going to be starting for you. You weren't ready to go yet, and you weren't upset about that. You weren't jealous of that. You weren't worried about, is he going to take my spot? It's about the team. And in fact, you shared some comments about how you've been working with him, helping him to do his best. And to me, I think that speaks well of this team, but specifically you in that case, where you're really supporting your brothers, and it is about the team. And if you can't go, you're going to help the next guy in because you've got that experience and you can really share that with him. You know, have you stayed in contact with him all year long? Because we sort of saw Ben step up his game as the season's gone along. Is that helping him out as you can when you see things on that sideline, when you can coach him up as well?
Yeah, he's done a great job this year stepping up for me, and as just a sophomore, and he's started 5 games before me, and he's done a great job, and I've been able to help him out and tell him what I know and just hope that it helps him out. So
I think that's just very indicative of what this group is all about. It is about the team, you know, not the eye or anything like that. And that's a tribute to, I think that's one of your greatest features, you know, and that says a lot, because when you play defense, it's awesome to watch. But to be that leader like that is truly something to see.
Well, guys, a lot of Blue Demon sandwiches last night. You know, we call a lot of Blue Demon sandwiches on the linebackers, but the linemen last night were getting their share of Blue Demon sandwiches last night. All right, what an outstanding defensive front. What an outstanding, you know, Dan, these guys are just fun to be around, and they're really a joy to watch on the football field. And yep. I can't wait for Friday night.
It'll be great.
It's going to be a big one.
Yep.
Long road trip to CMB, and I think that long road trip is Albie's advantage, because you can keep this team bonding together and staying together. Good things are going to happen, and the best is yet to come. Blue Demons, Friday night. You can catch it right here, 6 o'clock, the opening. Right now, we're heading off to Cyclone football. Cyclones, Kansas, right here on your sports leader, KISE.
Water bottles and lipstick. Here in Iowa, farmers grow corn so you can enjoy all that comes from it, because corn